BBC News with Neil Nunes. The winner of the Gambia's presidential election, Adama Barrow, has called on President Yahya Jammeh to engage in direct talks to resolve the country's political crisis. Mr. Barrow told the BBC he was confident he would be sworn in as head of state next week, despite Mr. Jammeh's continuing refusal to stand down. President Obama has scrapped the policy of granting residency to Cubans entering the United States by land without a visa. The Cuban government has praised the move as an important step in advancing relations between the former Cold War foes. The U.S. Department of Justice is launching an investigation into the actions of the FBI during last year's presidential election. It'll include a review of the decision by the FBI director to reopen an inquiry in the final weeks of campaigning into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. One of the world's most violent countries, El Salvador, has gone 24 hours without any murders. It's thought to be the first time that has happened in 2 years. Most of the violence is caused by drug trafficking gangs. Syria has blamed Israel for a number of explosions at a military airport on the outskirts of the capital, Damascus. The Syrian army warned that there would be repercussions for what it called a flagrant attack. There's been no comment from Israel. Australia's health minister has resigned following widespread criticism of her expenses claims, which included tax-funded flights to parties. Suzanne Ley maintained that she had not broken any rules, but acknowledged that the public anger over the issue was distracting from government business. And police in Peru have found more than 2 tons of cocaine hidden in bundles of asparagus destined for shipments in Europe. They have arrested a Serbian man and 4 Peruvians suspected of running a drug smuggling network from a gourmet food business.